This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Come on, man. You know what the deen says. Don't water down the deen. You got to follow the haq. You got to unravel that bandage and you got to do it. No apologies. And he did it and he died. In our next hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man da'a ila hudan, kana lahu min al-ajri mithlu ujuri." من اتبعه من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيئا ومن دعا إلى ضلالة كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا رواه مسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and this hadith is a little bit scary, he said that whoever calls to guidance, calls someone or invites someone to guidance, he is going to share, or she is going to share in the reward for the person who ends up obtaining that guidance and acting on it, etc., without diminishing from that person's reward whatsoever. Neither diminishes from the other. But the opposite's true, that whoever calls or invites someone to misguidance, and that person falls into misguidance, and therefore they are sinful, that the person who called them to it is going to share in the sin of that misguidance, just as the person who did it, without decreasing anything from that person's sin. And so we see here, one of the core principles of this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, is that our actions have very, very serious consequences. That when you call somebody to something, or you encourage somebody to adopt a certain behavior, or to use certain words, or to anything at all, that you are actually now becoming a business partner of sorts with this individual. That if that person takes on that attitude, action, tone, statement, words, whatever it is, if it's good, then you're going to profit. You're like the investor. You've invested in this person by your example or by your advice, and they're going to go out there and actually put it into practice. And they're going to, if they reap good deeds, you're actually going to get reward for those good deeds as well. But if you are somebody who is calling to misguidance, again, through your words, through your deeds, through your actions, through your intonation, through whatever it could be, and somebody takes you up on it and follows your example, and then goes out and achieves sin, right? Or sins thereby, doing these things that you pointed them in that direction, then you're the investor in that act, and you're going to get the loss, just like that person is going to get the loss. And there's not going to be any sort of decrease in either of you, right? It's not that you share and split up the loss amongst yourselves like a normal business transaction. No, you each get the full amount of loss or the full amount of gain. The Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to be very, very careful. We all know the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, "Baligh anni walau aya," right? He said that, to relate from me or to spread from me, even if it's just a single verse. But those verses have interpretation. And there's sort of an open question whether this particular hadith is talking about riwayah, haith riwayah, right? About sort of keeping people who are narrators, people who are huffaz, who don't understand what they're narrating, but they're simply narrating because they're preserving, right, the text. Is that really the same as somebody getting up on TikTok or on Instagram that doesn't know what they're talking about, they haven't studied the deen, and they're taking these things to their conclusions, and they're giving people advice, and they're telling people, you should be doing this, or you should be doing that. Or they're taking fulan and alan to task for this, and they're criticizing, they're refuting, or doing whatever, and they don't have the training, and they don't have the skills, and their Arabic is whack, and their Quran is fashion. Is this the same thing of just baligh anni walau aya? It's an open question. I believe that we should be concerned that it's not. We should be concerned that this is actually more like the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he was talking to two men. There were a group of men that were traveling, and the person had an injury, or right, they had a laceration or something, and they had a bandage over it, and he wanted to make tayammum, right? He wanted to, instead of taking the bandage off to make wudu, he wanted to kind of wipe over with dirt. Instead, his companions thought they knew something, and they told him, come on, man, you know what the deen says. Don't water down the deen. You got to follow the haq. You got to unravel that bandage, and you got to do it. No apologies. And he did it, and he died from some sort of medical, maybe it was an infection or whatever. And then those two men came back to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ had very harsh words for them. He said, you killed him. You killed him. Why didn't you just say, we don't know? is your baligh anni walau ayah, your supposed da'wah, your supposed, you know, putting yourself forth, which hadith is it more like? Is it more like just stating an ayah for the sake of preservation and narration? Or are you like the guys who are giving fake advice, phony advice out of your lane? So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he wants us to take this seriously. That's why he said, if you share in someone's guidance, you're going to be rewarded. Okay, if you're a basic Muslim, you haven't studied, you don't know Arabic, you know, you don't know Tajweed, you don't know whatever, you can still benefit people. You can point them to guidance. You can relay them to people who are better than you, more trained than you, more knowledgeable than you. Or you could do the da'wah on that basic stuff. Be nice to your parents, be good to your siblings, right? Your neighbors, things that everybody knows, right? Al-amr bil ma'ruf, encouraging the ma'ruf. Yani, it's known good. It's good that everybody knows. It's not some sort of, you know, you need ijtihad or you need a degree or you need training to be able to do it. That's something everybody can do, right? But don't drift from your lane. The things that you do have consequences. And so you have to be careful. If you are the cause of somebody's misguidance, then you're going to share in that ithm. You're going to share in that sin. And that's something that the Prophet ﷺ wants us to take very, very seriously.